This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the need for effective implementation of Swachh Bharat Mission 2.0 and underlined that the mission should move beyond infrastructure creation and ensure measurable outcomes through regular monitoring, citizen participation and convergence between various stakeholders. Chairing the 51st Pragati meeting in New Delhi, Mr. Modi asked states to expedite the completion of solid waste management related infrastructure, including waste processing plants and Gobar Dhan plants. During the meeting, the Prime Minister reviewed 7 critical infrastructure projects across the railways, power and road sectors covering 9 states worth around 30,000 crore rupees. While reviewing power sector projects, Prime Minister emphasized the need to accelerate rooftop solar adoption across urban areas, with a special focus on cities, residential clusters, and public institutions. He underlined that the rooftop solar should be taken up in mission mode to reduce electricity costs, improve energy security, and promote clean energy at the household and community level. The Supreme Court Collegium recommended the elevation of Chief Justices of 4 High Courts and Senior Advocate V. Mohanna as judges of the Apex Court. According to a statement uploaded on the top court's website, the Collegium, headed by Chief Justice of India Surya Kant, held its meetings on May 22nd and May 27th. It has recommended the elevation of Chief Justice of Punjab and Haryana High Court, Sheel Nagu, Chief Justice of Bombay High Court, Sri Chandrasekhar, Chief Justice of Madhya Pradesh High Court, Sanjeev Sachdeva, Chief Justice of the High Court of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, Arun Palli, and Mohanna as judges of the top court. The Apex Court presently has 32 judges, including the CJI. 2 sitting judges of the top court are set to retire next month. Currently, Justice B.V. Nagaratna is a lone woman judge in the Apex Court. Mohanna's appointment as a judge of the Apex Court will add to the women's representation on the bench. Recently, the government had promulgated an ordinance to increase the strength of the Supreme Court from the present 34 judges to 38, including the CJI. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the prestigious President's Police Colour to the Sikkim Police at the Palchur Stadium in Gangtok today. Sikkim will become the 15th state of the country and 3rd from Northeast to receive this award. The President's Police Colour is the highest ceremonial honour awarded to a police force in the country in recognition of exceptional service, unwavering discipline and dedication to the nation. A contingent of 400 proud Sikkim police personnel led by a SSP rank officer will take part in the parade in front of the president. The recognition stands as a proud tribute to the commitment, sacrifice and professionalism displayed by the brave personnel of Sikkim police in serving the people and safeguarding the state. In Uttar Pradesh, Eid-ul-Azha is being celebrated with religious fervour across the state. Administration has made elaborate arrangements and taken precautions for the smooth celebration of Bakrid today. State government has issued an advisory directing all district police chiefs to ensure that no new tradition should start and no sacrifices restricted animals should take place. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has arrived in Cyprus to participate in the informal meeting of the EU Foreign Affairs meeting, Gimnish. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister thanked Vice President of the European Commission, Kaya Kallas, and Foreign Minister Cyprus, Dr. Konstantinos Komdos, for the invitation. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and his Ukrainian counterpart Andrei Sybiha discussed the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict and efforts aimed at achieving a comprehensive and lasting peace. The meeting took place on the sidelines of the informal meeting of European Union foreign ministers, known as the Gimnish Forum in Cyprus. Jaishankar, in a social media post yesterday, described the interaction as a useful meeting and said the two sides exchanged views on the Ukraine conflict and discussed bilateral cooperation. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 47 runs in the eliminator match in New Chandigarh last night. Rajasthan Royals set the target of 244 runs against Sunrisers Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.